The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Janice Amodio, J-A-N-I-C-E, last name A-M-O-D-I-O. This is a treadmill exercise stress test. File EST space Amodio space J. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 5-6-22, Cardio Care Associates letterhead. Referring physician Dabaj, D-A-B-A-J. First name is Dina, D-I-N-A. Last name Dabaj, D-A-B-A-J, M.D., performing physician Sharon Armaze, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, 63-year-old female with history of hypertension and palpitations for stress test on medication, parentheses, diltiazem, and amlodipine, close parentheses. The patient underwent a treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol, new paragraph, base. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common non-specific ST T-wave changes. Next line, baseline blood pressure, 110 over 80. Next line, baseline heart rate, 81 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 8 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 135, parentheses, 86% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 148 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure prior to 19980, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea and fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise on her medication. The patient had a final blood pressure 118 over 80 and a heart rate of 76 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normally, ST portion treadmill exercise stress test to 86% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced dyspnea with stress, possibly related to the negative chronotropic effect of her medication. Possibly in part related to the negative chronotropic effect of her medication and a deconditioned response to exercise. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with functional capacity in the range of 9 mets, common decrease from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication period. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise on her calcium channel blocker. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaze, M.D.